Oh, dude, I cannot wait to get home and record the latest episode.
Hey, check that out.
What?
There's a sewer lid that's open.
Yeah, so?
Want to check it out?
What do you mean?
Hey, look, you know, just jump down into the sewer, I guess. Hey, if Mario can do it, why can't we?
I guess. I'm a little worried, but if you say it's going to be safe, I'll do it.
All right, cool. You first.
All right. Oh, here I go!
All right, well, I guess I'm going to follow you.
Dude, it's exactly like Mario. I landed perfectly. Are you okay, dude?
My legs!
Oh, dude, I'll just check out if there's anything in these crates over here to help you. I just gotta jump up here. And for some reason, I really want to punch this crate. Oh, here, dude. Yeah, it's like it's a life. It's a one-up or something. Here, dude, take it.
All right. Just, it does nothing.
Oh. My life went up.
Oh, good for you! I'm here with two broken legs! Whose bright idea was this?
Dude, it was you! You said jump down there!
Oh, I didn't think it would end up like this!
Where the hell are we?
Is that a timer?
Oh my god, we're in Mario, dude! This is awesome!
We have 30 seconds left, you've got to get to the end of the level!
I'll carry you to the end!
We're not gonna make it!
Dude, we're gonna make it!
We literally have like 5 seconds
dude,
left!
Dude, we're easily gonna... Oh, lucky we had that extra life, isn't it, dude? Soaps? Oh well. It's Mario.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Make and Tain. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And today we are brought to you guys by The Odd Leaf, as you can see them behind us now. Now, they write a lot of stuff. They're great bloggers, guys. What have we seen them do? They did the open beta for The Division. They were talking about that.
They were talking about The Witness that we spoke about last time.
That's right, and Firewatch.
They've recently just put up.
It's great as well, so check them out. The cool thing is, this whole episode, we're talking games.
That's it.
We're talking games. You wanted it.
We're
bringing
it
to you. We're bringing it to you.
This entire episode is gaming.
Yeah. So just to run through what we are trying to achieve by that is we're going to not just talk about current games. We're going to talk about indie games. We're going to talk about games through the revolution and what we loved about them and what we didn't really like about them.
Yeah, everything that was personal to us growing up with the games, what we had then to what we have now, what we liked back then and what's changed. So
first topic we're going to start talking about, though.
Yes.
Peripherals through time. So we're talking about the bits and pieces that go with the games. Have you still got them? Where are they in your cupboard? Are they thrown around? Are they mounted on your wall?
Yeah, that's it. Like, there's heaps of things in that respect that have come out over the time. We've gone all the way from simply the gun that came with Duck Hunt.
That's probably the first one that I personally remember came out. It's a light gun.
I call it. You tell me. This is not my time.
So it's a light gun. It worked on the old tube TV. So when you shot at the TV, it actually bounced off the lighting. That's how it recognized the lights. To me, that was the first peripheral. It probably wasn't like the first one ever made. But for me, that was my first hands-on. Oh, this is a gun. I wanted a holster for it. I wanted to buy all those extra accessories. Man, ducks. Bam! Bam! Like shooting around.
The dog would jump back into, into the thing and stuff like that.
And it was great.
I love the fact that dog is still recognized now in Smash Brothers and stuff like that. It comes back as a character and
brilliant.
It's still there.
Brilliant.
But I believe that, my first one was, I actually won a package.
Oh!
A full PlayStation 1 package that
and
came
Had you, emailed in? No, email wouldn't have even been a thing back then.
Like, I have no idea. It was something that my grandfather won, I reckon, and he won he won the first PlayStation package, right? He got everything with it. It came with, Mortal Kombat 3.
Got the works.
It came with everything. But what ended up happening was, they actually used that as a Christmas present over about 4 years, I reckon. They're like, here's a game every year.
Boom. Right. This one's outdated.
Obviously, I had no idea back then. I reckon I was about 5 years old playing Mortal Kombat, ripping the heads off people.
Finish him.
But that came with the actual gamepad. That came with the stick and the buttons as
The arcade, arcade stick,
And it came with that. It also came with, like you said, the gun.
Yes.
But this one for Time Crisis. So I reckon that was the first
big one that,
had, and once I had this gun, couldn't put it down.
You still have it somewhere? Wicked.
So I've still got it around, it's still hanging out and stuff like that. I don't even know if I have Time Crisis anymore.
Because yeah, that's the other one. You know what I hate about Time Crisis? Just to jump forward a little bit, talking about the light guns and things like that. Obviously, new age TVs came in.
Yes.
They couldn't use the light technology that bounced off the TV, the tubing.
Yeah, digital.
Digital. So I think it was PlayStation 3. It could have been a little bit before that. They came up with the sensors on the side.
Yep.
And every time you wanted to play that game, you had to get out the tape and stick them on there. Halfway through the game, you shoot, and one of the sensors fall down. You lose the level. You throw the gun at your mate.
It's even now. It's just not the same. Where especially like the PlayStation era now.
Yeah.
Where you've got the sticks or whatever they're called. They're like the light sticks. They're the little light the move.
Oh, you took PlayStation move. Yeah.
And what you actually did was you'd load the move into a gun canister.
Yeah,
and then you're shooting this blobby ball thing at the TV.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the same effect.
Accurate for me.
No.
It could be.
But back
for a brief second.
But back in the 90s, when Time Crisis first came out, that thing was on, like, even now, it's still, to its point, one of the best things that I've
played. That you remember? Yeah.
And that's what leads me on to talking about the peripherals and stuff like that, all the stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
Is even up to now, right? I'm going through the whole age here.
Everything.
Is it the peripheral that makes the game, or the game that makes the peripheral? What makes it good? What makes it bad? And the reason why I'm saying this is looking back at Time Crisis now.
Yeah, yeah.
The gun was for Time Crisis. It was amazing.
And it was shipped for everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Even when you played like stuff like Point Blank and Point Blank 2. Oh,
good game.
They were amazing good games from back then.
Yeah.
Now it almost feels a bit more like a gimmick, and you just like, when you get the VR headsets, the new ones, like the Oculus Rift.
You play them for that first week, and then you put them down, they're gone.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're just sort of throwing things out there now to go, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
But are you really using it to its full potential?
I think what killed peripherals in general was your titles like Guitar Hero, titles like your Rock Band, and the reason because of it, it's you could still play Time Crisis without the guns.
With
the controller.
I did that. It's so ridiculously hard.
And I understand some people will probably be, but Gander, you can still play, you know, Guitar Hero without that. You just use the buttons.
You can use the controller.
Yeah. You can literally just hold the controller and just hit the buttons. Because all it is the representation of what the buttons. You can't strum anything. I think it's a trigger or something.
Yeah.
But you can still play. And it was easier. It wasn't fun. And that's the whole thing. Like, peripherals made you immersed into the game, and they brought that extra sense of I'm right there, I'm shooting,
and that actually leads me into, like, you've just brought up a really good point, and talking about Guitar Hero especially, when the first Guitar Hero came out, it was a huge hit. I had it, everyone had it, right? It was massive.
Yeah.
And now it feels like it's almost fallen by the wayside, not because of the equipment. The equipment's still all great and stuff like that.
It was awesome.
But the game has gone terrible. The game has gone, like, it's...
Are you talking it's gone terrible because of what? What's your pinpoint?
I think what's killing it now is all the microtransactions. So when the first one came out for...
songs.
Well, yeah, when the first one came out for the PS2, here's your playlist, right? You've got 40 songs, play to your heart's content.
Yeah.
Now for the latest Guitar Hero, you have a thing called tokens in the game, right? Where it's like, no worries, you've got all these songs to choose from, but you've got 2 tokens to play this song or something like that.
Okay.
And you screw up, you lose a token.
And they
So all you're doing is you're playing for the
token's real money, we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. In the end, you can either earn them in the game dollars. Or you can put in real dollars to continue playing the game.
Which sucks.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, there's nothing wrong with having the guitar still. The guitar is great.
Yeah.
But have the same quality game that you had back when it first came out.
Yeah.
It's and just it, not it, the same.
Be, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The game is actually ruining what it was. Even when DJ Hero came out.
Or Dance Dance Revolution as
Yeah,
well.
All those things.
You had to buy the game, like, extra songs in that, or?
I'm not. This is the PS2 era.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to buy stuff like that. If they did it now, everything's microtransaction. So it ruins the fun in the game.
But do you also feel, touching on peripherals and things like that, like the Toys to Life series?
Yes.
Okay. I love the Toys to Life. They are still classed as a peripheral in a way, because you have to have something physical in the world. I loved it to the point where you constantly had to change stuff. Because obviously, to me, I want to play a video game. I just want to sit there.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero, you can get away with it because you can just sit there
with the guitar
and you play. Band Hero, when you had to do the drums, like, nah, for me, that was, you're moving too much already. Time Crisis, you could never really sit down. For some reason, you always stood up in the room and shot.
It feels right.
Yeah, but now they're doing it, and it's pissing me off that you have to get up and move. Like, I understand. If you want to get up and move, go buy a friggin' Wii console or, you know, the Wii U.
I think that's one of the things that I have to say about the Wii as well, that in its own right,
yeah,
got so many things right.
Nah.
Like, no, no, for what it was...
For what they wanted to achieve?
Yeah, for what they wanted to achieve, it's exactly the console that you expect it to be. Yeah, right? If you want to play fishing games or whatever, they had all the attachments, and you knew what you were buying.
I don't know why I have a bad thing with Nintendo. Like, I don't know what it is. I some of my favourite games, like Mario Brothers, all that type of stuff, on the original Nintendo, I loved. Like I said, Duck Hunt, loved.
Yeah.
It's modern-day Nintendo have really started annoying me when they started going, we are so good at portable consoles.
Yes.
The DS, they hold the market in anything. I mean, maybe in Japan, like the PlayStation Vita and that are very big, but DSs are the number one handheld machine.
No, they will be, yeah.
Okay. And then they went, let's build a console, and let's pretty much take that technology, because that's what the Wii U is. It's dual screen,
yeah,
and one's your visual, one's down there. And to me, I'm like, this is the same thing. Like, let's move away from the interactivity. I just want to control it. I just want to play simple games again.
As much as I'm gonna disagree with you on the simple fact that the Nintendo's gone out to do its own thing, right? And the PlayStation and the Xbox don't have that. Right? You can have your second screen and stuff like that, using your, like, remote play, phone, whatever, and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wii U, the Wii and itself, and just Nintendo in general, are very unique in their own way, and they've achieved what they wanted to do. And there is a fan base out there for it, otherwise it would not still exist.
Yes.
This is looking like something when the Dreamcast came out, brand new technology, and everyone's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And it got absolutely rejected at the time, because it was a technology before its time.
But... from my experience, and you're probably going to say, no, you're completely wrong, is that Nintendo, they say a lot of stuff, but it never follows through. I remember Wii U was going to be, this is going to be an adult machine as well, guys. Yes, we're going to have your fun stuff. We're going to do that. And then the developers went, no, we're not going to. They were horrible.
Name a single console
that
hasn't done that.
Well, it's not, no. I can understand what you're saying in terms of they've changed everything.
Yes.
But initial concept of this is not a child machine.
Yep.
It is. It's not the same. It is fun.
Oh,
I'm not taking the fact that it's not fun.
Yeah.
But it is not designed for hardcore gamers. And
true.
It never will be. And yet they still try to say that it is.
Yep.
Like, Microsoft knew that they fucked up completely when they turned around and said, this is, you know, digital only. We're not doing games.
Everyone here in Australia went... We can't do this.
And, you know, I'm a Microsoft fanboy. You're a Sony fanboy. I know that. But at least Microsoft are trying to do stuff differently. Yeah, they went back on that word. But they're slowly bringing that concept back.
Yeah.
And they've never strayed away from, you can still do that, but we're doing this as well.
This is also where I can't defend Sony on this. They literally came out about five months ago now, going, backwards compatibility. We have the emulator.
We can do it.
Right? And now they've gone very quiet on it.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. And I'm like, why do this?
You know why? Because they're so caught up in that if Microsoft do something, we need to match it. And it works both ways.
Yeah.
If Sony does something, Microsoft will go, oh, we can do that as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not their initial plan. It's like plan A, plan B. Holy shit, we need to do plan B. We do backwards compatible. Push it. But it's not going to work, sir. I don't care. Push it.
And that's
it annoys me.
And that's where I think that we're talking about between, obviously, gaming back when in the Nintendo era and Sega and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They didn't have that option to go in and go, we're going to change this bit of software.
Yeah.
Because you've got your console. It is hardware. You do nothing to it.
Yeah.
They can't update it. And that's what it is. So they had to put so much thought and technology into... like prior before releasing the console, because you can't fix that.
Okay.
That's why I don't like where they've gone now. But I do like that there's still at least three. So you're talking Nintendo, Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah, yeah, the big yeah.
The reason for that is if you only had one, they have nothing to compete against. And they're like, this is what you get.
Isn't that kind of what PC people do? We've got the one PC Master Race.
Yeah, and that's it. And like,
and look, PC's great.
Yeah, no, it is.
We're not knocking PC. PC's awesome if you know how to make that game run great for your PC. The only bad thing about PC is every single game runs differently, and you have to adjust it to match your PC. That's too much work for this little Popeye.
I think the reason why it's changed is back in the day, they always used to make a PC game and then port it to console.
Yeah.
Now it's the other way around.
Yeah.
They make a console game
and then port it across.
They port it back to PC. And the biggest problem with that is games suffer like GTA 5 and the big one, which is Arkham Knight, which has been almost pulled from everything now because they don't want to deal with their port.
And do you feel like... I think this is another great topic. Is that because when the publishers and all that need to... Not publishers, but the makers of the games, the actual developers, make a game for the console, they've got requirements.
Yes.
They have to make it under a certain... When you make it for PC, they're just like, we can just make this as good as we want because they're going to have the graphics card. We're going to... You know what I mean? But people have to go out and buy the... I remember when Crysis came out, and 2% of people only 2% could run it on the highest settings, and then that was the benchmark. I'm buying a new PC. How does Crysis run on it? That was it.
And it still happens now. Literally the laptop that we're recording on right now, I have recently just purchased, obviously for the reason of the podcast, the show, and everything like that. Also because of one other big thing.
Why?
I put a lot of money into a single game. Right.
Which game was this?
This was Star Citizen. A game that is breaking many, many benchmarks.
And looks phenomenal.
It looks
graphically
stunning.
Amazing, yeah.
It's still, obviously, it's a bit rusty at the moment. It's a game in development.
Yeah.
But the potential that it has for a space sim, I'm like, this is a game I want to play. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
And
when
they're saying you can play a single player game and you can stuff the Millennium Falcon and the friggin' Enterprise
everything
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you can battle off against
it's all
whatever.
Universes. I've gone cross-eyed.
So... it's all there, right? Yep. So I'm like, that's the good thing about PC. PC, you don't have limitations. You can add code and stuff like that.
But that's the problem. That is an awesome thing for PC, and that's also the problem with PC.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Steambox was going to try and change in a way?
Again,
like, I don't know much. But...
Again, something else that went quiet. They released a whole bunch of information, almost like a wish list.
Yeah.
Like they're writing to Santa going, this is what we should do.
Steambox is going to be this. Yeah.
Yeah. Even with just the controller that came out.
Well,
that was it.
I know someone that has the Steam controller. I haven't had a chance to ask them about it.
Yes.
But from early reviews that I've read, it's very difficult. You can get it on a weekend, and by the end of the weekend, you're still trying to master it because it's so sensitive.
It
works really well, but it's overly sensitive. You're not used to it.
I think the good thing that Microsoft did was allowing the LV Xbox controllers to link straight up to a PC.
And
I've always used an Xbox controller for PC. Yes. That's simple as that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I just stick to my console. I don't play many things on the PC.
Yeah.
But having that option,
it was
still great.
It opened up. Okay, so you played a lot of consoles back in your day.
Yeah, with all the peripherals.
Yeah.
And that's including the controller. And it's all leading all the way up to VR now.
Yeah,
so.
What is... let's go back. Let's talk about... we won't go all the way back because we'll be here forever.
No, we can talk about the Big Bang.
Let's talk... PlayStation 1.
Yes.
Game that stood out for you. Favourite game.
I think it was... It's hard because...
Okay, top couple games.
Well, not just that. It's the console as well. They did have a competitor. Like...
Yeah.
You got to remember... Back then, it was Sony and the N64.
Yeah,
and they both that was the end of an era. They still had a cartridge in one and a disc for the other.
Well, most popular Nintendo 64 game, GoldenEye.
Yeah,
has to be
absolutely.
Like, and that majority of people would say that. Yeah. Nintendo 64, GoldenEye.
It's GoldenEye. Either GoldenEye or you've got Zelda.
Yeah,
right. Zelda one of the big ones as well, which was huge because it was a massive game for just a cartridge.
Yeah, but PlayStation 1, we're taking 64. Here's 64.
That's it.
Throw that. PlayStation 1, what is it?
It's got to be Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot,
Naughty Dog.
Spyro, Croc, all those games that they're like, here's your lives.
Yep.
You've got this amount of like health and stuff like that. Don't mess it up because you're going back to the beginning if you screw it up.
Yeah, yeah. And see how far you can get.
Games have become very forgiving over time. Now, all I'm going to say is I'm going to go back to Super Mario and so like, like NES, right?
Yes.
We'll take it back a little bit.
Yep.
And go, Mario's like, here's your five lives. You can earn more, but if you mess it up,
start
the game again.
Yeah, and now they go start the level again, which still annoys me because it's not...
It's not even that anymore. What it used to be was Crash Bandicoot was start the level again.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've messed it up,
start again.
Even if a few of them had checkpoints, but then once you lost all your lives, back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Now you've got games like... I'm not going to dabble in this too much because I want to rush forward.
Well, you're fine.
But, like, you've got the Lego games. Love the Lego games. They are a really well-made game. But if you die, they're like, there's your character.
Yeah.
They just put it
just
straight,
keep going.
Just keep going. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Well,
and
we'll touch on that a little bit later on.
Yeah, but no.
Stay tuned.
But my first really enjoyable game is stuff like Crash Bandicoot. And I played at least the trilogy.
Yeah.
And everything that's got a successful franchise back for the PS era.
Yeah, yeah.
Became a cart.
Yeah.
So everything that's like, you know, Mario became a cart.
It was always
Crash
three on the cart, is it? Or two? It was always Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3.
And then
the cart. Yeah,
and
Mario cart.
And everyone that lived off of it, I remember seeing a picture of this that someone showed that having a successful franchise, and they did an Uncharted one.
Yeah, I figured it. I knew you were going to say that.
Uncharted Kart,
racing around, lovely. All right, so your favorite game though? We're talking Crash Bandicoot back on PlayStation 1.
Yeah, just because of what it was.
I would have to say PlayStation 1 for me. I was going to say Resident Evil.
Good choice.
I was going to say Abe's Odyssey. But I'm going to say Resident Evil 2. And the main reason for it, because to me that was very groundbreaking, where you had two discs, one went in one direction, one went in the other, the stories intertwined, and it felt very, I can control the outcome, even though you couldn't, it was still very much once a playthrough, but you could see what happened on the other side of that wreckage.
And you know what's cool about it? This is what DLC was before it was DLC.
It was just another disc.
They just gave you another game.
Take it. Right? Put it on. Play it.
And they're like, here, you've spent your $90, right? Play two parts of a game.
And
not pay another, like, $100 later and play the other side.
No one does that anymore.
No, it doesn't. No. That's what made it so good for that era. And the drive behind it was literally like, I want to finish this game.
Yeah.
The big one for me, actually, which is, I don't know why I didn't say this before, was Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
The first Metal Gear Solid.
You'd be up there for that?
Absolutely. And that was one game that came with three discs.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Final Fantasy. How many discs was that bad boy?
That was a lot.
Three, that was four. Long. Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
I forget.
I think the Odd Leaf talk about it.
There you go.
Check them out.
But, games like that, like, put in the next disc, and you're like, I'm making progression. And that is the only drive, right, to finish the game that consoles had back then.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So was that your drive?
Yeah. I wanted to complete the game. I wanted to get through that.
It was literally like if you played something like Mortal Kombat or Tekken, right?
Yeah.
The achievement, I guess you'd call for that, is unlocking all the characters.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore. Now you get achievement for just doing that one level. I know people that play games, not for the enjoyment of the game, it's to hunt for the achievements.
No. The achievement hunters!
And it's frustrating.
I
was one.
No,
I admit it. My hand, your hand coming up?
I'm not going to put it up because I can't say I was one.
I'm up here alone.
Do you know why? No.
What?
I am one.
Oh, you still are?
Yes.
So you would play a game and go, these ones are easy to get. Yep. I'll obtain this bit.
Do you know what? It literally came down to back when I had the 360, and this is like obviously PS3 and 360 where the achievements came in.
Yeah.
Achievements and trophies.
Yeah.
And oh my God, like I became this absolute achievement
whore. You must have them.
Yeah. Yep. I literally remember putting the Simpsons game in.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And there's an achievement right at the beginning of the game saying, press start. You got an achievement. You got 10 points or a bronze trophy.
Yes.
Right? For pressing start at the beginning of the Simpsons game.
No one said it was easy.
No, everyone got it.
Yeah.
So, but it was just, it's things like that. Once they came into it, the drive had changed.
Well, everything changed. And once again, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the ages, because we're jumping off topic. I want to know, going through from PlayStation 1 to where we are now, your favorite game. So we've talked about PlayStation 1.
Yes.
Let's talk about Xbox.
I never owned the first Xbox.
Not at all.
Do you know what?
Can't think of a game on there that you were like, that was... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well. Xbox, the first one, became great for me...
Why?
...when I modded the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, I can just put a game in and copy it.
I can play anything. I remember sitting back playing Battletoads.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that was the Xbox for me. And you know what? It felt like the first console cross-computer...
That you could
do, because people just mod it really easily.
It was the easiest one to mod.
Exactly.
So that was your, for Xbox, that's what comes to mind.
Because I never actually owned the first Xbox. I had a PS2, and that was it.
I don't know, like, consoles and modding, it's not for me. I like owning them, or digitally, or physically.
Yeah.
And my favourite game, by far, was a party game called Fusion Frenzy. Loved that game. It was literally like, Gladiator, are you ready? And it was like futuristic. And all you mainly had to do was just hit different buttons, but you need to play with four people and see if you could win.
Well, like a quick time event?
Kind of. Like for example, you might have three buttons on your controller. One's jump, one's duck, one's something. And things were coming at the screen. You just had to quickly jump. And who could last the longest? And everything sped up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Well, that was one of the games. The other one was the Gladiator Balls and the circular thing would fall away and you had to try and stay in the middle, but obviously in the end there was only room for one ball.
And this is on Xbox?
It's on Xbox. I still own it. We can go inside and play it.
You own an Xbox?
Well, you can play it on 360. It was backwards compatible.
Everything's backwards
compatible.
No, it's not.
PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2.
All right, this is the big one for me.
Yeah.
Heaps came out for this.
Yeah?
I feel this is almost its strongest era. The PS2 got so many things right.
Yeah.
But there's so much. I don't remember a specific game.
It was just multi games.
No, I remember. Yeah, it was just everything came out for it. And it was like these big hitting games. They're all trying to push technology further and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then you had games that were coming out that were like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yes.
Right.
That would be huge games. Honestly, that was going to be mine. I was going to say Grand Theft Auto by far. Run around, have some fun. Do anything you want.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that actually completed that game when it first came out. You did. Because you're an achievement hunter.
No. Achievements went around.
No, but like that was your achievement then.
The achievement was to finish the game. Do you know why? Because even though the crooked cop in that was none other than Mr. Sir Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Right?
Brilliant voice actor.
You want to take him down at the end.
Yeah.
And that's what it all came down to. You go through everything.
Yeah.
And even all the secret packages. I remember I used to buy the books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And you used to like go, oh, I know where all this is.
Yeah.
Like, that's before YouTube exists, before walkthroughs exist.
Yeah.
You'd buy everything.
See, mine would have been, San Andreas or Scarface. Loved Scarface.
Oh my God, that was a really good game as well.
Yeah.
So.
Tony Montoya. It wasn't actually Pacino's voice. It was a dude that just sounded fucking amazing. Very much like him. Xbox 360.
All right. The game changer. This is where
everything changed.
They brought in achievements. They brought in... the wireless controller.
Yep.
They brought in
they...
internet connection that was simplified.
They did.
Everything changed. And PS3 suffered at the beginning. It didn't come flying out of the gate so quick.
Yep.
So guess who bought a 360?
Yeah, this guy.
I was actually living in the UK at the time, and I should have... It was one of the things I'm like, I should go out and see the sights.
Nah.
Halo 3 was coming out.
So that's it? Halo? That was the game you remember? Halo for the 360?
I think it was... That's what sort of won me over. Everyone was playing it at the time. A lot of friends that I was hanging out with, everyone's like, oh, I'll play Halo.
Yeah.
And you play LAN games. You get around, you'll drag your TVs around to people's houses.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and you play like eight players or whatever and we'll shoot the shit.
Alpha Protocol. Protocol, but all the way. And you know what I love about that game? No one else really likes it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, this is a game, we're making it for you, Gander, go have fun.
What was it about?
It was kind of like, you had a little safe house, you went in there, you found out what you had to do, so you could go straight to the end mission and try and complete it, but if you did all these little missions in between, you found out more intel, the bad guy might not be so bad. Like, you chose to keep them alive, and it was like Mass Effect without being Space Age.
Yeah,
It was Spy, and I've always wanted to be a spy. So that was that. PlayStation 3.
Yeah, see, I was still in the Xbox for a long time. Yep. I got a lot of Xbox games.
Yeah.
And there were games that were that came out to the 360 that were being released still for the PS2 and never came out to PS3.
But yeah.
Right? So games like, a big one that I actually really enjoyed that I didn't think I would, was Superman Returns. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a really good game.
Yeah? I'm sitting here with a logo and I'm still amazed at that comment.
Yeah, I know. The movie, not so great.
No.
The game was actually, for a Superman game, really enjoyable. You could, like, shoot across the city at, like, light speed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Came out to the 360, came out to the PS2, didn't come out to the PS3.
That's right, yeah.
And it was things like that that I'm like, do I need a PS3? And then something just dawned on me one day. I'm like, no, I'm gonna get the console.
I'm gonna
get it. So in the end, bought Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Oh my God, love Little Big Planet.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
And then you start discovering other games you like, so I catch up with Metal Gear Solid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The fanboy started to come back. Right?
And then you loved it.
Yeah, and then you discovered the trophies. I'm like, oh, it's just like achievements. Yeah. All right, fine, we'll follow that.
While we're talking about trophies.
Yes.
Fuck you, PlayStation Home. Fuck you and your beta getting me on there every single week looking at my little trophy rooms. They promised so much with PlayStation Home.
Is that the one where you'd go in as an avatar and...
Yeah. Yeah, and you're supposed to have a wall of all your trophies.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to have little videos of you achieving those trophies. And nothing.
I remember that they actually had so much potential. They had, like, what was happening at the time.
Yeah.
They would have things in the background, like little mini games to play. I remember they actually...
It was good. The Red Bull Challenge.
Not just that. Yeah, I remember that.
The Red Bull Challenge.
But they also had a mini game for Pacific Rim. And you'd get...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pacific Rim came out with the big, mechs and stuff like that.
You got in a mech?
Yeah, and you got in a mech with your little avatar, and you smashed the hell out of each other.
Yeah, Uncharted had one. You had to run around on treasure hunts.
See, I didn't know these ones.
It was really fun. It was a really cool concept. It obviously took way too much time to develop that stuff rather than worrying about the actual games and stuff. But
they never move forward. They just go, that's it. It's done now.
Yeah.
There's always a beta. And that was, again, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was something that I really enjoyed.
And they killed it and they shut it down and people were crying about it.
I guess the one thing that I did really like about the PS3 against the 360 is PS3, they still went ahead and went, everything's online, but for free. For free.
Yeah, yeah.
You had no pay subscription. With Xbox, they're like, we still want money out of you. Fair enough. It's good business. We get it. You know you're going to pay it.
Yeah.
So, but that was the game changer.
So PS3 is still up there, your biggest console.
No. PS2 was, because it was before, and you could still get online with it. It was great difficulty.
Yeah.
But PS2 was where it was at, and that's before the achievements. But like, that was back when I'm going to finish a game
and
for finishing the game.
Yeah.
Now I'm buying games, going through them constantly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what achievements can I get?
Yeah.
And now I have to play. Okay, the worst one for me, I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit, just to talk about achievements here.
Okay, do it.
That I got Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing game.
Yes.
Plays really well.
Yeah.
I feel I'm just chasing the achievements now.
Yeah. You're not enjoying it.
No. And I'm fighting it. I'm like, I'm just fighting the game.
Yeah.
Right? I have to get that achievement. Have to get that. And if I don't get that achievement, I get angry with the game. Yeah. When normally, I just accept that I lost that fight, or I didn't do that challenge quick enough, or whatever it was.
Over. Yeah.
You put it down, like, good game. But now, you get this reminder in your stats going, you haven't got this achievement yet.
You're 10% through this game.
Oh, yeah, I know! Like,
I'm more than that. I've completed the game. Yeah. 10%.
But like, you've got other games that come out, like The Walking Dead, which is more like
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah, it's just a series that you just play through it. And every time, like, yes, you can't mess that up. But by the time you finish season one of The Walking Dead, they're like, you've platinumed it. You've got like, you max it out.
But some games you had to go back and choose alternate endings to get all the achievements.
Yeah,
as well.
Which is,
and that meant you had to play it like 3-4 times.
And a perfect example is Until Dawn.
Yes.
Right? You had to go back, and not every time could you save everyone. And sometimes you had to let people die to get certain achievements.
Yeah.
So you had to play that game a number of run-throughs, at least three, I think it was, to get all the achievements.
So in that sense, the trophies have made that game replayable. Would you have gone back and done that anyway?
Absolutely, because that is the point of the game anyway.
Yeah.
I would have gone back and played Until Dawn just for the different story arcs. Almost the achievements for that seem irrelevant.
Yeah, see, my hunt for achievements and trophies would have actually started with Uncharted, the first one.
Yes.
I tried to get it. I think I'm very close, but I still never got there because there was some little ones. I'm not looking for everything.
Yeah.
Like, you've got me with completing the game. I'm not friggin' spending 20 minutes looking for a bloody gem.
Yeah.
The size
digging
of
through sand.
Size of your friggin' dirt speck. Piss off. But just rewinding, PlayStation 3 with Uncharted, that the game that I loved most on it.
Mm.
Was not even a game, it was Blu-rays.
Oh, really?
That was my first dabble of Blu-rays, now massive.
Yeah.
And I still remember the Casino Royale that came with it.
Oh my god,
they
did.
Yeah, every single PlayStation sold early days came with Casino Royale, and Sony counted that as if you purchased it, hence why Casino Royale is one of the biggest sellers on Blu-ray ever.
Yeah,
because
right.
they counted those numbers, because they would have put it in the cost of it.
Yeah.
And then I think you could also get, like, because that was when Xbox went, oh, we do HD DVD. And then there was that battle and King Kong and, whatever.
Yeah, they put it on HD and they had the separate HD thing.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know the reason, do you know the reason why HD died?
Yeah, porn.
Porn, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. The porn industry killed it.
Yeah, whatever. Porn was on Blu-ray.
Yeah, so that's the way they went.
Yeah.
It's the biggest seller.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Another great Choose Your Own Adventure. So. Well, it kind of is. You can imagine that. Trophies for watching porn.
Oh, my God.
Can you make it to the end?
What?
That could be an achievement. No? Which way do you choose your own adventure?
Do you know what? I think, and this goes sort of back to the peripherals now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The things that further released that are now coming out. Like, they've forgotten about the gun and the gamepad.
Yes.
Like, they're still there.
Yeah.
But now they've got these freaking... I'm not going to go too much into this.
No, you're
right. These other toys to play other games that were like...
Oh!
Right?
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
Right? Yeah, no, this is the thing.
I know that there was those things on the internet that you can buy.
Yeah.
We're talking where, like, your partner's overseas, you buy it, and it's pleasure. It's pleasure for your partner.
No, there's a thing in beta, I believe, at the moment, right?
No.
And it's literally, stick your man junk in this and play a game.
No.
It's a thing.
And play a game.
Play a game. But obviously the game is...
Which is weird, because, let's face it, there's two kind of sexual act. One that's consented... And one that's not, and if they go down the other one, there's going to be some friggin' bad things come. I mean, I still remember Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
And I was too young. My parents would not let me play it, but my older brother could.
Yeah.
Because it was all about finding a date and getting laid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I remember from it. It was a point and click.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I think some people out there took point literally and got a little bit aroused by this game.
I think that was the, sort of the point of the game anyway. But the games
the
are
point of the game.
The point of the game. But like, yeah. The games are going further now, and that's, yeah. I'm not saying without the peripherals, but
yeah.
Yeah, there would be achievements out there for things like that now.
Enough of that sticky situation.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about Triple A titles.
Yes.
Versus indies. Because let's face it, right now, indies are jumping up.
Yeah, and
we're getting a lot.
There's a reason for that. Like, they put more. What games are missing these days is heart, right?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because I believe that big publishers like EA, even Ubisoft, like, I like Ubisoft, but.
Yeah.
I'm talking all of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your microtransactions are killing it.
Yeah.
So what you do is you buy, like, I can only use one example here, right?
Yeah.
And everyone had a huge uproar about this, is when Star Wars Battlefront came out.
Okay, yes.
And they're like, look, we'll give you the game, right? But then give us the season pass, which costs more than the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To get the extra content.
And do you know what Gander says to that?
What's that?
Fuck you, EA!
I think he makes his point.
Yeah.
But,
It's how many people do that? How many people would actually go, yes, and an attachment to it? I worked in the gaming industry, and that was the one title where people were like, serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah. And it kills it. So that's when you have these games come out like...
It's money.
Yeah, you have these games come out now like... perfect example is Rocket League.
Rocket, but there was no money involved. Oh, you're saying
there is now.
Oh.
Right? Rocket League is this little tiny indie game that just is so simple.
Yeah.
You're playing soccer with cars, right?
Yeah.
It's now part of like esports, pretty much. It's like one of the biggest games that's coming around.
And now you have to do it. You have to pay.
No. Like you pay for the game, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's no. They've got microtransactions.
Yeah.
But it didn't kill it. They only got their microtransactions because the game became so popular.
But people, I'm assuming they're making millions off these microtransactions.
Absolutely. Look at Minecraft.
Minecraft, do it.
No.
And that pisses me off.
What?
But you have to do microtransactions. Well, you don't have to, but you want to look like the people from Halo. You want to look like the guys from, I don't know.
But that's
if they ever did a Walking Dead one, I'd buy it in a heartbeat.
But remember where these games started? They were indie titles.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So you originally,
it's molded. Like a friggin' Play-Doh.
I think you're missing my point entirely.
Oh, what's your point?
My point is they were indie titles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've grown into something more because of popularity.
Yeah.
They're not being sold at you by AAA marketers
going,
pay this and then pay more.
Yeah. Yeah.
They came out as a game by themselves.
Which did successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even now, like, the game
Firewatch. So you're okay with the microtransactions, though?
Yes, of course.
No.
Provided.
No.
Right?
Why? How can you
I'm trying to tell you.
Why?
Because if a game is popular enough, right,
yeah.
and I enjoy the game enough,
yeah,
right, sure, I'll pay it. I don't want it shoved down my throat, though. I don't want EA coming at me going, all right, we'll give you half a game.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like I'm being reamed for that.
But isn't
right?
that the same with Star Citizen? You buy the amount that you want. If you want the best of the best, you pay, you fork
that's
out
different.
More.
That's completely, that's a backers thing.
That's a backers
that's
thing.
That's choice,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Everything that you can earn in that game can be earned in-game.
Yeah.
Right? With actual money. And even with all these like other little ones, you still earn things in-game. Everything's just cosmetic.
Yeah.
And that's a choice. The game does not change for me whatsoever.
Can you just do the base, I just want to play the game, and you pay $80, $90, that's it.
Yeah. But something like Battlefront, where they're like, we'll give you half the game, and if you want to keep playing with your friends that have bought stupidly the season pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you keep playing. No, I'm not going to like be missing out on half a game that I've paid for.
Yeah.
That's like, it's ridiculous.
And you, just saying that, what you just said there actually resonates very highly with me. Playing Call of Duty, being the last one to get that season pass, and all your mates get taken to that new level map.
Yep.
And you get taken out the party. Do you
remember
that happening?
Yeah,
and you're like, and they're like, oh, we're going to play this level. Oh, sorry, guys, I don't have it. And, you know, you expect them to go, oh, that's right, we'll play another level.
No,
they'll play that level.
Same as Halo.
Yeah.
Halo was the big one for that as well. And that's where it all started. And that's why it ruined it. But indie titles, right, that's what I'm feeling. Indie titles, they can have microtransactions, but a lot of them have so much quality and heart in them.
Yeah.
You can play the entire game and not have anything taken away with it.
Yeah.
Even with ones like I just said, Rocket League, right?
Yeah.
They keep giving you free, like,
maps. They still, and Minecraft, they do little, or they do
like updates. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've got all that, but then when you've got, like, granted, like, Battlefront does updates, right?
Yeah.
But they've got new maps coming out. And you'd think when you're going to release a Star Wars game,
the first thing you're going to
get,
least...
and the first thing you're going to get is, oh, cool, I'll get a Death Star map. Yeah. Oh, no, you pay extra for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Did you have to pay extra to actually do the flying in the ships?
No, that's all part of it.
But there's extra maps to do that.
But then there's, like, there are games out there I don't mind paying the season pass for. A really good contender for this is, I think it's WB that made it, Dying Light.
Yes. Yeah.
Dying Light did it perfectly. Again, they're a AAA title that advertised it correctly.
But and when the new
they gave
one's
you,
out now.
Yeah, but when they gave you the season pass, they gave you another game, right?
Yeah.
It is like granted, it is now, and this is modern day, and this and that's how they do things.
Yeah.
But they marketed it correctly.
So let's rewind with this in mind. Resident Evil 2.
Yes.
You've just got Leon's story. Disc. Leon Kennedy's disc. You don't have the other one. Yeah. Is it Claire? No, it was... Who's the second girl? I can't even remember. Sorry. But the second you had to pay $30.
Yeah.
Would you have even done that?
See, again, it doesn't take you out of the core thing.
Yeah.
But it feels like, if you were that much of a fan, and you're like, you want to say, I'm like, cool, I wanted the whole thing.
Yeah.
You would pay that.
You would pay that. I'd pay that.
But half the time, you don't have to now. Like, if you want to see other storylines, you got YouTube.
Yes.
You got this. It's like, you can just like Google whatever and just...
And the great thing is, this will always be free. Yes, we are.
Don't say that.
No. We do want people to help us out so we can keep doing it and things like that.
But you mean the show?
The show, yeah.
I thought you meant YouTube.
No. Well, YouTube and whatever. Yeah. All I'm saying is that, like, yes, there is backing, which you were talking about with Star Citizen, which is different than doing that. It's kickstarting. It's helping someone out.
Yeah.
And that's different to actually buying a season pass.
I just believe if you're enjoying something and if something's cosmetic, you can buy extra costumes and stuff like that. Great. That's half the fun.
Yeah.
But literally when they're selling you half a game, right? And they expect you to pay more than what you paid for the game originally?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's the way that... they're allowed to do it because ever since internet became big, publishers didn't have to complete a game while selling it at launch.
Yeah.
Batman, another one, was a great part of that where that game was broken.
Yeah.
Especially on the PC. They just went, it should be right. It got caught out with them and they had to remove it from the shelf. But there's other games that have done the exact same thing, which is released a broken game and then they fixed it with patches. And that's what I dislike. And that's why internet... is ruining the gaming.
Yeah.
Multiplayer sometimes is ruining the gamer. As much as I like Siege and doing that, I don't want to play with other players normal all the time. I just want to play with my mates, local, just me, them, and running around killing AI. And that's fun. But that's a whole game that is... There's no campaign.
No, you know, and even...
No campaign.
It's not even that. There's no offline. I think that's what a lot of people were crying out with Battlefront, right?
Yeah.
I would love to play a Assault Walker map, right? With just you. Offline, bots.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
I'm not very good.
Just shoot some bots.
I'm not good.
Just get shot by bots.
I would die by bots.
But what I'm saying is...
Call me a red shirt.
Not in Star Wars.
No, Star Trek.
but that's all that I would do. Like, it's like, that's... Well, not all that I do, but I want that option. Like,
yeah.
I guess, you know, that's what you sign up for, that's what you pay for with a game.
Yeah.
So, and that's why with AAA titles, you get excited. I'm excited for The Division coming out.
The Division's going to be amazing. I, unfortunately, I was working all weekend, I did not get to play the beta. Did you play the beta?
I did play the beta.
You liked the beta?
I love the beta.
I've heard nothing but good things about the matchmaking.
Yes.
The proximity chat.
Yeah.
In terms of when you got closer, you can hear them online.
Yeah,
I've heard that worked really
well. No, it's really cool.
And it flowed really well and looked awesome.
No, it just plays really well. It's a very good cover shooter.
Yeah.
It's almost in the same sense like Destiny, right?
Yeah.
Destiny got a lot of things right, and then it just got a little boring.
Yeah.
But I reckon The Division's going to have the same thing. And it's going to have the same problem. Eventually, you're going to play everything, and you'll get bored with it.
Yeah.
That's every game. But, you know, you go in there, you get your achievements, and you leave.
And that's because what I have heard about the game coming out, The Division, is that if you do not take cover, you will die.
Yeah.
If you just want to run and gun, you will die.
Yeah.
Because you have some amazing gamers out there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know who I'm talking about here when I mention the name, because he's going to be aware for a lot of people very soon. One of the best gamers I know, The Diffuser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about
there. The Diffuser, yeah. The Diffuser. Everyone knows
Have you guys heard who The Diffuser is yet?
Even if you haven't heard of him, you know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. He's the guy that can shoot you from 100 miles away while you're in the perfect cover position, and next thing you're dead. And the kill cam just comes up with a bloody question mark. Where was he?
The kill cam doesn't even know.
It doesn't know. Because he's The Diffuser. Get ready, guys. coming soon. He's our third member. The Diffuser will be joining us soon. He may not be coming on the show, but you will see some of his gaming footage, and I have seen a sneak peek, guys. We might throw a sneak peek up just of him killing, like, I'm talking Call of Duty. He'd get like 10, 11 people at once. The game pretty much breaks open and just the creators clap at him because he is that good.
Half the games are broken anyway.
Yeah. But and it's fun to watch bad to be played up against. That's so it. Get him on your side when you play Siege. We might try and accept some invites if anyone wants to play with the Diffuser, coming out soon to That'd your local YouTube May Contain channel. I guess that kind of wraps it up.
That's it. I think that covers everything. That's our gaming episode. We haven't done a full episode on gaming.
No, a very long time.
No, since season one.
Yeah.
But, everything from, like, obviously everything that you've used in gaming, everything you've played in gaming, and how gaming's changed, that's our personal look on it and stuff like that.
Can you see any gaming-related stuff behind us? Destiny! So, hit us up, guys. Please go over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com, where you can get an audio cast.
Mm.
Now, audio cast is what you've always had. It's the bread and butter of May Contain.
Yes.
Or this is our YouTube channel, so you're clearly here. Follow us on Facebook. Please subscribe to YouTube. We are so close. We are so close to 600 likes.
Yes, I know.
Or 600 subscribers, I should say. Mm. Please click, right, where is it? It's up here somewhere. So one of these, just look for it right now and subscribe to us.
Perfect.
Okay, what else have we got? We've got merch.
We've also got the merch on Redbubble.
Yep.
Just look up May Contain. We've got our jumpers, we've got our shirts.
Yep.
Like, we've got it all there as well.
Yep.
Travel mugs, we all know where they are now.
Yes.
And the regular mugs. So, like, stickers, you name it.
Yeah. Everything. And if you ever want to get sponsored, please head over to just hit us up and we'll let you know all the details. We'll go into that further later. We'll have another YouTube video just explaining it.
That's
so
right, yeah.
We really appreciate it, guys.
But we've still got our Facebook, right?
Yep.
And we've still got our Twitter as well, may_contain.
Yep.
So anywhere you want to hit us up, that's where we are. If you want to contact us.
In fact, there's something big coming to Twitter. Something very big. Stay tuned.
I don't even know what that is.
Ooh. Thanks, guys. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And we are brought to you for the last time by The Odd Leaf. And check them out. We're loving every minute of it, guys. Go play your games. Get out of here. Go. What are you playing right now?
Oh, everything.
Let's go play everything.
Everything.
See you guys.
Yeah.